Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. Our show today is Embracing the Dark Night and Awakening to the Light. What feels like our greatest loss can open us to our greatest gain. The dark night of the soul can be the birth of living your soul's purpose. Today, I'll be talking with Raphael Kushner, a leading voice in the world of present moment awareness and emotional connection. Raphael is the author of 5 books, all of which are really worth reading, by the way. In fact, I use his book, The One Thing Holding You Back, as sort of an emotional guidebook. Raphael teaches, coaches, leads workshops around the world, as well as being a devoted husband and father. Years ago, Raphael experienced an awakening as a result of an experience of profound grief. Since then, he's devoted his life to helping others around the world awaken as well. Now let's welcome Raphael to our show.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice, Raphael. Okay, so I want to start by thanking you for being on the show today, and to thank you for the many times that you've generously guided me with your kindness and your wisdom. And I want to be sure that you know that being in your year-long program was definitely a turning point in my life.
Oh, well, you know, I'm glad that you said that, because I wanted to tell people that even when you were reading my bio, that you were inserting some of your own heartfelt understanding and sharing. And that was really moving to me, because what's probably apparent now to people who are listening is that you and I have known each other for quite a while. And I just consider you one of the great, great, bright lights in the universe. And I think that anybody who finds this show, as it grows and develops, is really lucky. And anything that I can do to support you in your mission is a gift to me.
Well, thank you. I'm laughing because I'm feeling all emotional today. You know, when they're doing the intro and they're saying, me being an expert at humor and lightness with deep issues. And I'm definitely feeling sad today. My partner moved out, as you know. He actually moved out today. So that brings me to my question with you. I know you experienced a time of profound grief years ago, and this deep pain led to an awakening of your soul's purpose. Would you please tell us about that?
Sure. Well, the first thing that I want to say is, you know, just my heart is with you, and I'm sure that your listeners' hearts are with you, too. I think that we could call this, you know, real radio, and there's something that may be happening today that you don't get to hear on most shows, whether it's the internet or an actual radio station, and that is people dealing with what's really going on right now, the host not even necessarily hiding behind a particular expertise or whatever. I think it's really brave for you to share what you did with the group. And I think that also, you know, there's dark inside the light, and there's healing inside the wound. And part of my message, which is just right for today and this experience, is that there's really no separation between all of it. I tell people that even though I've written a lot of books, there are certain book titles of other authors that stand out and grab me. One of them is called full catastrophe living. And the idea of that isn't that you choose catastrophe, but you say life has a way of showing that to you, and so you're going to embrace that just like you embrace the joyful passages. It's like saying, bring it on, whatever it is, I'm going to stay present, I'm going to stay connected. And so, you know, as I launch in and share a little bit about my own experience, it's with that recognition. There's another book title that I love so much too, which is called When You're Falling, Dive. Hmm. And the idea is it can be a gift if you're open to it, and opening to it means learning how to embrace it. And then one last book title to get us going is a wonderful book that I've never read, and I know it's wonderful because the title is so great, and it's not a self-help or spiritual book. It's actually a novel, I believe, but it's called I've Been in Sorrow's Kitchen and Licked Out All the Pots. And I know that when I was in my own dark night of the soul, I really felt that. And then later when I came through to a real profound healing and people were worried about me in regards to certain like everyday life events, was I ready? Could I handle it? I always wanted to say, you know, affecting the persona, whoever was that narrator, honey, I've done been in sorrow's kitchen and licked out all the pots. And if you think some kind of lowly thing like this could get me down, you got another thing coming. So even in the midst of this dark pain that I'm sure not just you, but many of your listeners can relate to and might even be experiencing right now, there's an opportunity, if we're paying attention moment by moment, to feel it all, even joy, even light. And I think that's part of the main message. I'll get to my story, you know, eventually, but the point I wanted to make is that when we say that we're feeling anything, joy, grief, depression, even if we say we're in a dark night of the soul, there's a way, to be honest, that it's a bit of a lie. Because when you pay attention to your experience one moment at a time, the first thing that you notice is that everything is changing, always. Everything moment by moment is changing. And all you need to do is pay attention to it to notice that. And there's a freedom in that, because that means that while dark night of the soul is a noun or a series of nouns, that the experience you're having in the middle of that dark night is a verb. And since it's a verb, it doesn't have to be one thing. And that's what's crazy about life, is that you could be feeling the worst pain ever, but if you're really open and connected to yourself and what's going on, right in the middle of it, you could find yourself laughing hysterically. So I want to invite you, Lynette, and everybody who's listening too, to recognize that and to realize that, yes, we want to embrace the pain, but we also want to remember that even pain, even the most profound pain, when we meet it with complete acceptance, is always shifting and changing and showing us colors and lights and faces and aspects that we never even knew were there.
Oh, Raphael, I know I want you to answer the question that I had asked you, but I have to respond to that. I have been this week going through exactly what you just described. It's been surprising me because I felt so angry with my partner. I'm so angry. And just because I was so hurt. And I realized I was just in misery. And the thoughts I was having were making it worse and worse and worse. And I realized I had a choice. And so I chose to open my heart and love him. Excuse me, it's making me sad. When I did that, I got to experience loving him more than I ever have before. Mm-hmm. And I've loved him a lot, but I felt more love than ever, and it actually wasn't painful. I mean, wanting to hold on to it, thinking about the woman he's leaving me for, that sort of thing, very, very painful. But just loving him was incredibly blissful and beautiful. So for me, it's actually been an awakening experience and learning a lot about love.
Yeah, well, see, that's a testament to exactly what we're talking about. And, you know, for me, going to that question that you asked, I was way less able to talk about it like this and feel about it like you are when it happened to me. I did have a spiritual path at the time, and I did have experience in therapy. But the dark night of the soul for me was really kind of the essence of it was that nothing was working. Like, I didn't have the ability that you do, because you are a healer and a teacher of some depth, great depth. I didn't have the ability at that time to choose that love that you described. I did know that that's what I wanted, and I wasn't bitter, but what I didn't have was a way to get out of the pain. And I didn't even, well, I want to clarify, I just use words that weren't so accurate, because I knew I didn't want to run away from the pain. I knew I didn't even want to get out of it. That's what I mean, that my words were poorly chosen. What I meant was, I wanted to know how to get through it. I wanted to know how to sense that there was a way I was moving, a place I was going, that could be life-affirming, that could heal me. And I didn't get that sense. And I think for most people who would be listening today, they can relate to that. A dark night being the time when nothing is working and you don't know if there's a way out.
And Raphael, I'm actually going to have to interrupt you there. It's time for us to go to a break. So if you can hold that thought.
Absolutely.
I want to hear more when we return. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Raphael will tell us more about embracing the dark night and opening to the light. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and or her newsletters. Now through April 5th, save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th. So act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. My guest today is author, teacher, and coach Raphael Kushner. We've been discussing Raphael's experience of embracing his dark night and opening to the light. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Raphael. Could you give your contact information for our listeners?
Sure. My website is kushner.com, and that's spelled C-U-S-H-N-I-R. And my email address, simply enough, is my initials, rc@kushner. Once again, that's C-U-S-H-N-I-R.com. And I'm happy to hear from anybody listening. You know, if you have any questions, confusions, anything you want to share, I'm the only one who reads my email, and I'd be honored to receive it from you today or whenever
okay.
You're listening to this show.
Great, Raphael. So let's get back to your story. I kind of cut you off in the middle. You were just talking about, I don't remember exactly. Could you?
So that's good. I'll just jump right in.
I try not to say since I'm on radio.
That's all right. Before I launch, I just have to say, when I heard them say transformation in stereo, I thought that they were about to say transformation on steroids. And I thought, that's true. That's going to be what Lynette's show is natural, not the artificial kind of steroids, but transformation that comes from being willing to stand in the fire. And, you know, that's a tantric principle, not tantric in terms of sexuality, but tantra just in terms of an approach to life, which is the greatest transformation comes from going towards the intensity of life with awakeness, awareness, and aliveness. So it's not about going to a monastery or getting calm and tranquil. If you're angry, if you're hurting, if you're confused, to be able to turn into that and say, what is here? If I'm willing to experience it fully, what exactly is that experience? And that's where the real awakening comes from. And that brings me to the question or the part of my story that we were talking about before the break. I had a mentor at that time, which was about 15 years ago or more, and he said to me, I have an idea what you can do with all of this pain that you're experiencing. And so, of course, I said to him, what? Tell me anything. And he looked at me very placidly and kind of mystically, like mentors do, and he said, how about nothing? How about if you do nothing at all to try to change the way you feel? And that was his way of inviting me to do what I was talking about earlier. You know, when you're falling, die, full catastrophe living. And it sounded like torture on one hand, but on the other hand, it grabbed me because what most people were saying at the time was, it's good to keep busy. And I knew that even though they were well-intentioned, that for me, distraction wasn't going to be the road. So I just took his advice and I went for it, but really in a non-expert way, I kind of bumbled and stumbled my way towards it. So, you know, I had a job, I exercised, but I took this pain and this dark cloud with me wherever I went, and every time I noticed that I was trying to get away from it, I would just turn right back into it. And I didn't know, you know, where it was going or how long it was going to take, but it just felt right because at least I was being authentic. At least I was really with my experience. And that's what led 6 months later to what, even though I'm not a religious person, I can only call a moment of grace. And what I mean by that is that my heart just suddenly broke open, and I felt a peace and love like nothing I'd ever experienced before, even though the circumstances in my life were so rotten and miserable. And eventually, from that experience, I took away a message, which was that that incredible radiant experience that I felt in that first moment of grace is available to me in every moment and in every circumstance. So it doesn't need anything to bring it about. You know, home, love, money, even health. And then, more important than that, nothing can take it away. So what I started to do at that point was notice very carefully what brought me towards that state and what took me away from it. And the more I started noticing and the more I started talking about what I noticed, I found that what was true for me was true for everybody. And that even though we come to the openings of our own hearts differently, some people with a bang like me, some people with a much actually easier and more subtle kind of transformation, still, what brings us toward that state which you're calling ecstasy and what takes us away from it became my life's work. And that's what led to the books that I've written and the traveling and the teaching that I do, is sharing those practices and principles with the real understanding that they're simple. And that is the amazing thing about it. They're not easy, don't get me wrong, but we've been led to believe that they also might be very complicated, that you might have to go through, you know, four levels to get to real mastery, and each level might cost you thousands more dollars, or you might have to learn secret codes. And my experience is it's an open secret. It's there for all of us. It's simple, and it's up to us if we want to practice. And so that's what my mission has been about, helping people do that.
I so love what you're saying, Raphael. Just this morning, I found a tea bag that it was wrapped in paper, and I have a habit of just scribbling thoughts on any piece of paper that happens to be near me. So all paper's in danger around me. So I had written, I don't know how long ago, on this tea bag, and I found it this morning, and I'd written that I was seeking a miracle without realizing that the miracle was already inside me, and it just needed the strength of my will to activate it. And when I read that this morning, I thought, ah, that's just so perfect for what I've been going through this week, because every time I would go into a very miserable place, having thoughts like, oh, he's leaving me, you know, she's better than me, how could he do this, you know, I love him so much, blah, 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 all those thoughts, that made me very unhappy, to the point where I felt like I couldn't stand the pain. And when I would close my heart, that's when it really hurt. And I felt like I was closing my heart to protect myself, but the miracle was opening my heart right in the pain. And every time I did that, which I've done over and over, because then my heart closes again and I go, ouch, 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 okay, let the pain remind you to open. Every time I opened, I was really surprised that I felt glorious amounts of love, when moments before I was feeling, you know, so much pain.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. And, you know, there's an image that I like to share with people that really drives that home. It's the image of those incredible African-American women that you see in New Orleans funerals when somebody they love has died and the brass band is playing as they're marching to the gravesite. And these women are wailing. They are, you know, dancing, but they're also dancing with the extraordinary pain of their loss. And they're letting their grief rip like no one else. And these are the people who recognize that grieving, while it's incredibly hard and hurts, also has a certain aspect of being satisfying. Because you are open, you are letting life as it really is rip through you. And the other thing we have to say about those women and people like those women is that they're the ones who heal the fastest from whatever is the wound that's hurting so much. So it's a message that at first is counterintuitive, and then it starts to make all the sense in the world, especially because you find out through your own direct experience, nobody's advice, what you did, Lynette, and what you just described about how the opening always makes it feel better. And the other thing I want to just add to that is that the how of that. Like, if we just left your listeners with the idea that they should do that, it's slippery enough of an idea that they might not get it all the way, and that's why I'm so committed to the how of it. And that's what I know that we're going to talk about as we continue, because if we keep saying open to it and someone says, well, what the hell is that? Well, then we haven't given them everything we can today, and I know that we're definitely going to do that.
Yes, thank you for that, Raphael. We have about 2 minutes before our next break, and I would like to get started on the how, even if we just have to take a pause. So could we get started on that? Because that actually was my next question. So we have 3 minutes before break.
Yeah, well, we're in sync, and that's great, and that's always been the case, you and I. So what I would ask the listeners to do is just recognize the first thing that we need to get laid down as a principle, and that is that to open to yourself in any difficult experience really means to feel your emotions. And your emotions only arise and can be felt and can dissipate in one place, and that is your physical body. Emotions are physical. And once you know that, you have the first and most important key. So as we head into the break, I would invite the listeners, you know, even if they're shifting their focus, whatever they're doing, to just start to notice what is the prevalent sensations that they're experiencing in their body right now. It could be anything from an emotion to an itch to hunger, but just let the body be included in your field of awareness, and that will get us started exactly where we need to go.
I love that, Raphael. Thank you so much for that. All right, everyone out there, I hope you're paying attention and noticing your body, and keep noticing your body as we go to commercial break. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Radio for Your Body and Soul. When we return, Raphael is going to share more on his masterful approach to present moment awareness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Of the yoga diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The yoga diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and or her newsletters. Now through April 5th, save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th. So act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I have Raphael Kushner here with me today. I'm getting some feedback on the line. We're discussing how the dark night of the soul can be the birth of your soul's purpose. You can contact Raphael at Kushner. Oh, sorry about that. You can contact Raphael at Kushner.com. That's C-U-S-H-N-I-R.com. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you can contact me at OpenLiveNow.com. That's Open, O-P-E-N, Live, L-I-V-E, Now, N-O-W.com. So, Raphael, let's get back to where we left off. You're giving some of the how for emotional connection and present moment awareness.
Right.
I want to hear more.
Right. Yeah, so before the break, we asked people to tune into their bodies, and we mentioned that that's where emotions arise, that's where they can be felt, and then that's where they dissipate and depart and leave us in a, if we do this right, in a refreshed, expanded, open place.
And so, let's imagine somebody who can't even imagine connecting to their emotions. I know that probably most of our listeners can, but there are some people that, as a result of being wounded either in childhood or some other time, are feeling so disconnected that they can't even imagine. Is there some step that you have that someone can take to begin?
Yeah, the first thing to notice is that most of the time we're aware that we have emotions to feel first because we've tried to block them. And we experience a pressure, a tension, or what I call a contraction in the body. So each person has one or two ways that they usually do that. You know, it's a tightening in the stomach for some person, a pressure at the temples for me, for others. But for me, I was going to say, you know, my shoulders kind of climb up towards my ears. And as soon as you have that kind of tension that comes often, you know that that is a sign that there's a feeling, and particularly a difficult feeling afoot. And if you turn your attention to that contraction, meaning, and this is really specific language on purpose here, meaning you bring your attention right to the place in your physical body where that tightness is, and you notice it up close with exquisite attention, you don't try to change it, understand it, or make it go away. All you're doing is letting it reveal itself to you in its own way and its own time. And the miracle of that is that every such contraction, after just even most of the time a minute or less, starts to open up and let you come into direct contact with the emotion that you were originally trying to block. And so starting with that tightness is the best way for somebody who's new to it or can't even imagine it to to really get a sense of what's possible. Because once you tune into that tightness and you notice that it unravels, then you start to believe, wait, this isn't something that's fixed in me. I haven't felt that before. I didn't know that only my awareness and attention could release a really deep tightness in me. Then you have the motivation to go on to the next level.
Yes, as you know, I was a massage therapist for 15 years before I started the new business. And when I would massage people, if they could relax around the place of pain, then it would dissipate easily. And when they would contract, it would make it lock into their body. And I noticed that when people had injuries, that what made an injury stay was the contracting around it and holding on to it unconsciously, you know, not intentionally, not even knowing they're doing it. And the contraction around it was what made an injury become a chronic problem. And I've done that myself a lot. In fact, when you were talking about tension in the body, you know, I'm not new to feeling my emotions and being aware of what I'm feeling, but I've got a really tight shoulder to the point it was hard for me to turn my neck today. So as you were talking, I'm going, okay, that's right. I need to take my advice and just be with this.
So,
stop trying to make it go away.
So let's take some of the things that you just said and highlight them, because they're so important. First of all, there is a link between the emotions and the body, even beyond what I already said. Massage therapists like to joke about what they call issues in the tissues.
Yes.
And the point of that is that when you have emotions that aren't felt in the body, whether it's for an hour or for three decades, they remain there, and they keep trying to get felt, and they keep trying to get your attention, and they literally live in the tissues of your body, desperate for you to feel them so they can get released. And the other thing I wanted to draw out from what Lynette was saying is that this is a practice that once you learn, you're not done with. It's a way of meeting life. So, you know, Lynette feels that tension in her shoulder. I might feel something today as well. The whole point is this is how you can deal with it the most successfully in real time as you're living. It's not about getting over the mountain to some paradise where you're not going to have full catastrophe living. So it's something that we do, those of us who have gotten the message, it's something that we're grateful that we can do in the midst of the difficulty, and we just recommit ourselves to it, you know, every hour of every day. And the next point I wanted to make is that you might be wondering why. Why does this happen? You know, why do we tighten so much against all of these things that are so painful? And the answer is it's not our fault. It's actually a part of the way our brains were made through the course of evolution. And, you know, in my books and on my website, I have lots of detail about that. And I won't go into it here except to say that the problem is this. One part of your brain generates a feeling that needs to be felt, as we've been describing. But another part of your brain can't distinguish between something truly life-threatening, like footsteps in a dark alley, and loneliness or rage or unworthiness. In other words, it thinks that difficult emotions are going to kill you. And so when they arise and are saying, "Feel me," then this other part of your brain says, "No way," and blocks you from feeling them. And that's what the contraction is about. And that's what addictions and compulsions are about. That's what our society is about, trying not to feel what we don't want to feel because we're afraid it's going to kill us, without realizing that the opposite is true, that it's the very most royal road to realization, these feelings that we're trying to block. And the other point of all this is that you can rewire that evolutionary glitch in your brain, and you start doing it the way we've already described, by turning your attention to the contraction and keeping your awareness there until it opens. And then the next step is very much like the first one. It's what I call surfing. Because when you're surfing in the ocean, two things are moving together in exquisite unison. there's the surfer on the board, and there's the water or the wave beneath. And a great ride that gets you all the way to shore is when moment by moment you're in such connection to the wave that the board just naturally glides wherever it's meant to go. And in emotional surfing, you do the same thing. Once the contraction releases and you're feeling, let's say, loss or jealousy, whatever the feeling is, your attention is the surfer, and the emotion as a physical sensation in your body is the wave. And if you get on that wave and you keep following it micro moment by micro moment as it moves and shifts throughout your body, sooner than you would imagine, a painful emotion just lets go of you. And that's the shore when it comes to emotional surfing. And so if you just take away from this whole hour that we're spending together, take away that one word, surfing, it'll give you, in a nutshell, everything you need to know. Because if you bring that kind of surfing attention first to your contraction and then to the emotion that shows up once the contraction releases, you'll now know how to feel, which is an essential life skill that almost none of us were ever taught. And once you're taught it, then you can practice it. And once you practice it, you'll get good at it. And once you're good at it, you'll have a whole new way of living.
I so love the way you speak about this, and I could just talk with you for hours about this. We're going to have to go to a break, but I want to thank you again for everything that you're saying, and I want to tell the listeners that I was in your year-long program, and I went to a couple of your retreats, and they're so excellent, and your books really do have it all laid out so simply and masterfully. I highly recommend that people go to your site. Could you tell everybody your contact information again before we go to break, Raphael?
I'm at Kushner.com, that's Kushnir.com, and you can reach me at RC, my initials, at Kushner.com.
Thank you, Raphael. This is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, Raphael will tell us some ways you can deepen your emotional connection. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and or her newsletters. Now through April 5th, save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th. So act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can contact me at openlivenow.com. Now, Raphael, I want everyone on who's listening to know how to work with you on a deeper level. So could you say more about what programs you have to offer? I know you've got the books out and the workshops, but if you could talk about what you have going on right now.
Sure. I want to let people know one thing that's really important before, you know, as I do that, and that is an outgrowth of what we've been talking about today, that when you won't or can't feel any particular emotion that's already inside of you, your life is then run by your resistance to that emotion. And you make choices that aren't about freedom and your highest good. You make choices that are about avoiding that feeling. And so the fastest way to getting unstuck or releasing negative patterns in your life is to find and feel those feelings that are the most difficult for you. And so that is really the heart of the work that I do, and I do it in a number of ways. Coming back,
I want to pause for one second to say I'm applauding you. I just so love what you do, so thank you.
thank you. Well,
go on.
So if you want to do that work, here are the ways you can do it. You can work with me one-on-one in Portland, Oregon, where I live. You can work with me over the phone or video Skype wherever you are in the world. And the information about these sessions and the donations for them is on my website. But also, I travel around the country and I do workshops, weekend workshops and week-long workshops. My next workshop is coming up starting a week from this coming Sunday at the Omega Institute in New York. And then the rest of my events are on my website as well. And then there's two other ways you can work with me. If you want to help people learn how to do this emotional connection, I have a certification program for healing professionals and other people who are passionate about it. That information is also on my website. Then finally, I have a year-long program where I take a small group of about 12 people through a whole year of recognizing and releasing resistance. And the key there is that you're supported by 11 other people who are on the same journey and who are only there for theirs and your healing. They don't have any dual relationships. You know, they're not part of your church or your school or your family. And they're only there to work with you month by month through a different theme every month. And that is so exciting. We're going into our seventh year of doing this program. It begins the first week of February. The application process just began. And so if you're interested in it, we call it P4. You can find it on my website. On the home page, it says year-long learning opportunity. Just click that image, and it'll take you to tons of information about P4 so you can find out if it might be right for you.
Yes, I met you when you were just starting the P4 program, and I had the privilege of getting to know you at a deeper level. It was just a year ago when I did the year-long program, and I am so grateful that I did that. It was really a good turning point in my life.
Well, I can see that, and here you are, you know, just blossoming more and more, which is wonderful. And there was something else I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, quite simply, if anybody wants to just know more, learn more, be in touch, hear about what's going on, on the homepage of my website, you can sign up for my newsletter. I don't share that information with people, and that way you'll hear about different events that they arise. And I'd always be happy to, you know, get as many of you to sign up and find out when it is that, you know, we're meant to connect.
Yes, I encourage anyone listening to definitely go to your site. That's kushnir.com, C-U-S-H-N-I-R.com. And when you were speaking earlier about emotions getting stuck in the tissues, that brought me to work that I've been doing, which I partly came to as a result of doing the P4 program with you. And in my work with clients as a massage therapist, I wanted to give them the deepest healing possible, and I began feeling in their bodies the emotions that they were holding in, and I could feel that the pain, the physical pain, and even diseases that they were experiencing came directly from those emotions that they weren't feeling, and the body was just talking to them louder and louder. And I discovered I had the ability to interpret or channel. I'm not even sure what to call it, but I can either in person or long distance feel what someone else is feeling, or more like feel what they're not feeling, what they're repressing, and get that process started for them. And I do feel that even though I didn't study that with you, that your approach has been a big part of me opening up to that gift inside of myself. And I want to thank you for that.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Well, that just shows that each of us has our own path, that there's no one way to wisdom or one way to connection with spirit. But when you do open to your emotions, you also open to your deepest knowing and to your deepest purpose and your intuition. So it's an essential part of the path towards the life you were meant to live, whatever that is. And it's wonderful to hear, Lynette, that you followed that path and you're getting clearer and clearer messages about what you're meant to be doing and being.
Yeah, like you were just talking about, that if someone doesn't feel these emotions, then their life ends up being about running away from those emotions. It ends up being run by what they're repressing. And that was certainly true for me. Yeah, I'm so sensitive and emotional that people didn't think I was suppressing emotions, and I didn't think I was suppressing emotions. But I learned when I was doing your program that I was repressing a lot, and there's still always more to learn. But I'm just really grateful to have had that experience and to have shared it with a group of, it was all women in the group that I did, but to share that with those women and with you.
Wonderful. That's just so great to hear. And you know, I'm so privileged in my own work that people come to me out of a real desire to be open and vulnerable and their authentic self. And, you know, there's no greater gift. So for all of your listeners out there, just to know that the more that you come in touch with yourself, the more you can connect with others in this very same way. And the more you do that, the more your life really is about love. And all that stuff that you've been hearing for years and years, all those cliches about being here now and about love is all you need, they stop being just, you know, cliches or words, and they start being a life. They start being your life. And you're a lot closer to that life than you imagine, especially if you're in a difficult or painful or contracted time. And, you know, this past summer, I think I've done 6-week-long retreats and just watched people with such incredible respect and humility and joy as they just confronted the piece that was holding them back from their life and from their greatest healing. They went for it, and they were never the same. And they email me every day. They sign up for the year-long program. They get in touch with each other. They create blogs where they can be together because they've just never had that experience of self-intimacy along with intimacy with others. And once you get a taste of it, there's no going back, and you just realize, wow, you know, even though I wish I would have learned this a lot sooner, I'm so glad I got to this now.
Absolutely. There's definitely no going back. And the love is always right there. It's already inside of us. We don't have to create it, make it up, go find it somewhere. It's there. And when you feel the things that you've been repressing and let those wounds heal, then the love just is there. It's been there all along.
And you know, Lynette, the thing that we have to tell people because of the name of the show, et cetera, is that the greater your capacity to open to challenging emotions, the greater your capacity to open to ecstasy.
And that's
ecstasy of all kinds. So it's not just a journey into the dark. Like even though we're not talking, for instance, about sexuality today, you know, kind of a teaser for another show we might do, is the fact that the more you can open to these painful emotions, the more sexual, absolute ecstasy, union, mind-blowing sensation you can have that you never even imagined before. And it's because you were courageous in saying yes to what was hardest that then you become really expert at opening to what's the most magical.
Yes, and the reason that my show and my website and my business is called Opening to Ecstasy, because from my perspective, ecstasy is everything, and it's opening that capacity to feel everything. And I've definitely experienced that in that process, that the ability to have out of this world amazing ecstatic sexual experience is what follows for sure. And there might be, you know, more to it than that, and I will eventually be teaching on that, but I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much for being on the show, Raphael. It's just been fabulous talking with you. It's time for us to sign off here. I look forward to talking with you again and again. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, I will have Allison Maslin, the founder and president of Blast Off Life and Business Coaching, an all-encompassing enterprise which empowers her clients to achieve personal and professional goals. On next week's show, she will share 5 steps to identifying your passions, then turning them into your dream career. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.